Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Namaste, guys. Clinton here. First things first, poor Linda has now got the lurgy. There's no Linda this week. So what I've done is I've taken myself off to Norfolk for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I've just arrived at a lovely Airbnb, Holt in Norfolk. I've got my doggy in the car, little miracle. And I'm going to have a couple of days on my own, away from the lurgied up Linda, just to put the show together. And I'm here now at the place I've hired. Let's get this gate open. There we are. All right. To meet Mr. Lewis, who's going to show me around the property. Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Baptiste.
Oh, hello.
Call me Derek.
Come in. Oh, hello, Derek.
Whoa.
Right. It's quite off the beaten track, this, isn't
it? Yeah, it's quiet, but we like it.
Yeah.
We like it. Come through. Let me show you the kitchen.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Have you had to travel far?
Yes. Well, I've just come down from Bolton, just for a couple of days. I thought it's quite nice on New Year's Eve, just a bit of a change of scenery. I've got my doggy in the car, miracle.
Lovely.
Bring her in.
Well, here's the kitchen. Help yourself to everything. Look, we've left you a little bottle of wine there.
Oh, that's kind. Thank you.
Fridge.
Super. Lovely.
Toaster, kettle.
Yeah.
Cooker, everything here, all the cutlery's here.
Oh, that's nice. Nice shortbread you've left me there. Thank you. Lovely. A few bits and pieces.
Yeah, check the date. this is obviously the garden. Again, you've got full use of this.
Right, lovely.
It's a little bit overgrown to the right hand side. There is a lady who lives next door, but...
Right, okay.
That's the garden. But, yeah, help yourself. The weather's
don't know whether I'll be going out in the garden. It's a bit wet at the moment, isn't it?
Okay.
Oh, it's very nice. I think we'll be
any
very...
Any questions at all? I mean, just ask. It's fine.
Isn't it? Yeah, all right.
Anything else you need, just... Drop me a text or give me a ring. We're off in a moment, so...
Right. And you're... this is nice. This is the master bedroom, is it?
Master bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And you've got the flat-screen television.
Oh.
All the channels. It's quite well appointed. We like it.
Well, super. Thanks very much. And you're all right about my dog being here? She's very well behaved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. Like I say, as long as you clear up the garden afterwards, that'd be
all right.
Helpful.
Okay, so, I'll see you and Mrs. Lewis when you return, probably.
Again, Mr. Baptiste, there's no rush. You take your time. We're away for a few days,
right.
So just drop me a text when you're leaving and that'd be fine.
All right, lovely. Thank you. Mr. Lewis. All right.
Nothing is too much trouble, Mr. Baptiste.
Super. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thanks for hanging around and waiting for me to turn on.
Thank you very much. You take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Right. Just get my doggy out of the car. I think we'll be very happy here. Ooh, it's nice and comfy. A little bit chilly. Yes, it's not bad. It's quite an old place. A little bit spooky. Anyway, I've had a little drink. It's seen the new year. Found some Pringles. And come here. Miracle, that's it up there. And in the morning, I'm going to go out and perhaps you'll join me for a little walk on the seashore. In the meantime, there's something I was doing throughout the week, speaking to various contributors to the podcast to give me their one word for the year to sum up 2023. Good night.
Well, they do not come any bigger, any better than this, well, Lord of the Realm, this sir, this, well, he's a treasure. He's one of the treasures of the nation. It's Sir David Attenborough. I think it's fair to say we didn't get off on the best of footings last time, Sir David. But I wanted just a chance to maybe set the record straight and ask you what your hopes are. And maybe a word for that for 2023, sir.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me back on. And in the spirit of bonhomie and goodwill, and as we face a new year, thank you for the chance to come on and, I suppose, repair the damage that may have been done, but not forgetting the damage that has been done.
Yes.
Quite suddenly, quite spectacularly, to this blue planet that we all cohabit.
Yes, thank you. So, David, I was hoping to keep things a little bit more optimistic about the new. You've got a jolly phrase or a word to keep us...
Well, a word for the consciousness, for mankind, would be Vaquita. Yeah. It's the rarest of marine mammals, and it's facing the edge, the very knife edge of extinction, the plight of cetaceans, indeed whales, dolphins, and porpoises, as a whole, exemplified by the rapid decline of the vaquita in Mexico specifically. And it may only be about 10 individuals remaining, which is quite disturbing, quite tragic. And the reality is that we are in a crisis. We must look forward to 2023 with more than a small degree of ambivalence. Indeed, we must be proactive in helping find whales, feed them, support them.
Monkeys. Now, I'm not being funny about monkeys, but I've seen them in the zoo. And quite honestly, they look perfectly happy swinging a time, flinging the feces at people. I know you don't.
Rather frivolous. No, no. The macaque. I know what you're going to do. You're going to try and sort of spin this round to some base humour, but really there is no humour when we are discussing and dealing with the decline of our planet.
Sir David, you say there's no humour, but I went to Warrington Zoo last year knocking one out. Now that was funny. You don't see that in the wild.
I bet you got... Sorry, I cannot support this.
No. Come on. I'm just a little bit of fun. It's New Year's. I just wanted a fun word.
I wish to say Happy New Year when it comes.
Come on.
And Happy New Year, but I want to say vaquita, macaque, mammal to you.
All right. Well, save the whale, save the bloody monkey and the rest. Thanks, Sir David. Keep up the good work.
Look, this happened the last time, and don't... No. Just because I'm a sir, don't think that I'm in some elevated position. I'm just like you. I'm throwing feces around. If that is what floats your boat, I tell you this, you are a shit. You are a fossilized shit of a bygone era, and you yourself, unlike the beauty of the dinosaurs and ancient creatures that roamed this earth, you will never, ever deserve to be dug up, brushed back to life, and stored for all posterity. You are the epitome of the posterior. You are a shit, an ass, a f-wank. Really, you're just a terrible cunt. I have far too much to do, you f-wank.
Now, thank you.
F-off. Can you do it? There he is, a terrible man.
You know what? I can't sleep. I've had loads of booze to see in the new year. I still can't sleep. It's a little bit chilly. To be honest with you, I'm hearing a few little creaks and things are slightly unnerving. Anyway, listen, have a listen to this. This is another one word for the year from the York Paranormal Society. I've got with me Kevin and Claire from the York Hunt. The Yorkshire Paranormal Research Hunt. What do you call yourselves? Remind me.
Paranormal Research York.
Paranormal Research York. Thank you.
Your cunt will be fine.
Yorkont, from the Yorkont. Now, they have very kindly agreed to join me here because I had a little bit of a brainwave. For 2023, I want to go and, well, just flex me, you know, spirit calling muscles, my medium muscles. And I wondered whether you guys would be happy for me to come along with you and maybe visit somewhere that needs exercising or at least investigating. What do you think?
We'd love that. I mean, we have lots of venues that would, and lots of spirits that would love to meet the great Clinton. So, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Very kind. Where particularly might be severely haunted?
Oh, maybe right. Jacob's Well in York.
Jacob's Well. In Jacob's York. Well in York. What goes on down the well?
Down the well, it's a 13th century building. It's an old pub.
It was a pub, it was a house, it was a coaching inn. It's got a lot of history. We'll have you there.
Will we stay the night? Will we be sleeping there? Will we just go in to investigate for a short time? How do these things work with you guys?
Yeah, there's nowhere to sleep, so we'll just go in for a few. I don't think that the spirits will last that long, to be honest, but no, with such esteemed personalities yourself there.
Quite right. They will pop out to see me and might one be able to sleep? That's the question. I'm not sure one could.
It's a tight venue that's very active.
Yes.
It has lots of different spirits in there, and we have known guests to flee.
Okay, all right. And can I just say, just to set the record straight, when I suggested we all slept together at the pub, I was not hoping for some sort of spiritual three-way. That was not really my intention.
That didn't cross our minds, did it?
No, a sort of spirit roast instead of a spit roast. Now, that is disgusting, and I had every intention not to say anything rude for 2023. Can I ask you this? For 2023, I'm asking regular contributors such as yourselves to give me a word, one word for 2023 that's going to mean something for you, has some resonance for you. What might that be, Claire?
Prying.
Oh, prying. Prying. Can you expand on that, Claire?
We're going to be prying into the inner depths of York's ghost history.
Oh, I love
because
yes.
we are Paranormal Research York.
Yes.
Which the acronym's PRIDE.
I love it. Prying from Kevin and Claire from the York Paranormal research. It trips off the tongue. I prefer Yorkunt, which is probably slightly on my lips, works much better. Anyway, listen, I want to thank you guys. And just to set the record straight, that will be no sexual shenanigans at the pub, but I would love to come along and investigate if I'm at all welcome. I won't step on your toes. Be very happy for you to lead, and I will just maybe offer up a few things that I like to do in my exorcisms. All right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think we'll give you your own little vigil somewhere.
Please, would you? Yes.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
That's good. Right, so it's on the corner of a building, or in up a turret, or something, or cupboard. In a cupboard next to the fruit machine. All right. Listen, thank you very, very much, Claire and Kevin, and I will speak to you soon. Pry. Prying is the word from them for 2023. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye.
That is something I am going to do. I'm going to go to York and record myself. Go to that Jacob's Well place. Maybe even film it. Just get through tonight. Anyway, do you remember Claire Grant? Claire Grant, she managed to really spook up Linda. I spoke to her this week for her one word for the year. With me on Zoom, she's back. She's the lady who managed to crack Linda Bloody Pollock. Linda actually believed some of this, didn't she? It's Claire Grant. Hello, Claire.
You did. Hello, Clinton. How are you?
Oh, not bad, thanks. Claire, just remind me, you're not striking at the moment, are you?
I'm not striking anything at the moment, no.
Because you were a student nurse, you were a proper nurse. What's your position now?
I was a student 32 years ago. Yeah. So now I do work nurse consulting for a private company. And but I also work on bank as a staff nurse. So I still work for the NHS and I do shifts as and when they need me.
Righty-ho. Now, look, enough of that boring occupational stuff aside, what the listeners are really chomping at the bit for is another story. You did imply you had stories. You did imply that you'd seen spooky things. Spooky music is on, Claire. Please regale us.
There's a few stories, but I can remember when I was back a long time ago when I was a student nurse, and people who were in end-of-life care ended up in a single room, and I can remember going into this lady and she was still talking, quite cognizant at the time, and I walked in and she looked to the side of me, to my right-hand side, and I looked to my left.
Yes.
I said, what are you looking at? Let's call her Mary.
Let's call her Mary, yes.
And she kind of held her arms up and she said, oh, he's here. I said, who's here? My son. So because she was elder, and I just thought, well, she must be either dehydrated, a little bit delusional that she's seen a son, because he's unlikely that he certainly wasn't there at the side of me. And I said, yeah, okay then, look, I've just come to do some mouth care. And she went, oh, he's coming. Is it my time? And she was kind of nodding to him. So I said, there's nobody here, Mary. And she went, oh, there is, love. He's right here at the side of you. And she said, okay, love. And she was kind of having a one-way conversation.
Yeah.
I just thought she was getting a little bit confused.
Yeah, delusional.
And I carried on doing my cares to her. I left the room and just checked. I just thought it just felt weird. And I checked her notes. And her son had died quite a while ago. Mm. And I was telling all the other nurses, and I said, oh my God, I think she's something. They said, hey, be careful, because when they start to see people who have passed, and it was honest to God, Clinton, I would say about 10, 15 minutes after that, we walked in, she'd lost her consciousness.
Yes.
She'd gone into a stage of deterioration so fast from that. She was something called chain stoking, which is kind of intermittent breathing. Right. Within the hour, she had passed.
And your friend, your work colleague said what? They said, be careful when it gets
just
like
be
that.
Be careful, because when they start seeing other people that have come for them, we've seen a lot. I mean, I'd say many nurses would have the similar story of people kind of looking up into the ceiling space or towards a window they tend to, or some people come for them. You see that a lot.
I'm not making a political point, but there's a number of people during COVID who weren't fucking allowed out, and their relatives did have to go to the window. So it could well have been a son knocking the window going, thanks a lot, Matt Hancock, killing my mum. Putting her back to the nursing home. It wasn't at the window or...
No, right at the side of me. And I didn't feel a thing, you know, I didn't feel uneasy. I just felt uneasy that she kind of held her hands out and was having a conversation with him, saying, okay, is it my time?
Oh,
and seemed completely lucid, everything. But I just did my job. I kind of wanted to get out of there, checked her records, and then went back in, and she deteriorated to that point.
I'm so sorry. Scary Mary there with the elusive song. Claire Grant, do you think, it's crossed my mind, that you do seem to attract the supernatural, the number of things that happen? I know a number of nurses would have seen this stuff, but listeners, Claire was telling me earlier that a number of her colleagues have said, why didn't you tell Clinton about this? Why didn't you say that? Do you think that maybe you are a portal to the dead, Claire? Is there anything about you that attracts supernatural things?
Ghosts? My massive portal.
Your massive portal. And there will be a prize for those who apply for the higher tier to see Claire's massive portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that
Claire.
I'm aware of. I've had no complaints so far.
With your portal. I mean, have you opened the celestial curtains to reveal your massive portal? Is my question.
Often.
No, all right.
You know that reputation nurses have.
All right, yes. Claire, can I ask you this? We're in the new year now. Mm-hmm. Do you have a word, maybe one word, that sums up, I don't know, aspirations, a hope? It can be an ambiguous word. It means more than one thing to you. One word that sums up 2023 for you, my love. I'm asking lots of regular contributors to the show.
Can I have a hyphenated word?
Is it going to be scared shitless? Because that's what it... Oh, right.
Rebalance, Clinton.
Rebalance?
Rebalance. For the economy.
I like that. I love that.
For people just getting back where they were. A bit of rebalance for everyone.
I think that's absolutely right. Do you know what? Funny you should say that. Claire Grant, I've got to say, is my favourite guest. She always has something positive to say and a little bit to shit you up. Claire, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, Richard, and he was telling me that he thinks since COVID, you know, he used to have lots of friends and they'd see each other regularly. The whole of sort of socialising doesn't seem to have sprung back at all, has it? And I agree, I would like to see some rebalance. I'd like to see some good news. Mm-hmm. There was a time when there was, you know, not a lot of news. It seems that from about 2016, we've been bombarded with bad news. Do you remember Delamitri? Nothing ever happens. Nothing happens at all. Every day they feel more and more stupid because every day there's tons of news and all of it absolutely dramatic and air-raising. So, Delamitri, thanks a lot for that. You're wrong. Like to see... Yeah, that seemed like a bad thing, nothing happening. Now everything's bloody well happening. What? So rebalance, and would you like to see some rebalance as regards your pay, or are you going on strike? What's happening?
Well, it's not my main income, so I'm not personally striking, but for my colleagues that still do work full-time in the NHS, I absolutely do. I want some rebalance for them that's in line with the rest of the economy.
I'd like to go on rebalance Rishi Sunak's nose for him across the side of his face. Right, well, Claire Grant, you are an absolute angel, as nurses are often referred to.
Of course.
Very clever. And I want to thank you very, very much for more spooky stories. And if anything comes up, my love, as a regular contributor to this podcast, I would like you and your massive portal to make an appearance on my Zoom screen. Thank you. Claire Grant, everybody. Bye-bye, my love.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Clinton.
Thank you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the matter? There's something out there. Have you heard something, Miracle? Right. Miracle. What have you seen? Oh, dear. What is that? What's that outside? If I open this balcony door, I can just about see something. Hello? Hello, can I help you? Come on. I know this sounds silly. I know it does. I know you won't believe me, but I'm certain of what I just saw. Out on the patio at the rear of this property, a very strange creature, stooped, hobgoblin-like, a small beard, toothless. I might be a paranormalist, but it doesn't make it any the less scary. Oh, well, I better play you out something else now. I'm hiding under these covers. I can't wait to get out of here in the morning. Hello, Ruth. Ruth. Happy New Year to you, my love.
Hi, Clinton. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, look, very quickly, we don't have to spend too long on this. I just wanted to ask you, I'm just asking everyone who's contributed to the show over the last year, one word, a hope, an aspiration, a personal goal for you for 2023. Is there one word that sums up 2023 for you?
A word.
Yeah, just a word. Any word. One word.
One word.
That we can pick apart and just go, you just have a look at it. One word.
Log.
Sorry, log?
It's a word. Log.
Yes, what about log? What is it about? Hello, Ruth?
Not log then. No.
No, not log?
No.
Right, okay. Let's try again. Any word, a word that is an aspiration or a something. It can be ambiguous. It can be have many meanings. Ruth, just it means something.
Tinsel. Yeah, tinsel.
Right, because you're hoping for a sparkly new year.
Tinsel.
Why tinsel, Ruth?
Is it a word?
No. No, it's not just any word. A word that means...
Picture frame.
No, just a second. Forget that. Just any word that means something. Don't just... You're just saying random words. A word that...
Willy.
No, not Willy. Come on, right, forget it, Ruth.
Sex.
No. No more sex, Willy talk. All right. Forget it, Ruth. Thank you. All right, goodbye. Good morning. It's New Year's Day. Thank goodness I got out of there. Well, that was pretty frightening. I've left the Airbnb in Holt. I'm just getting into the car. Go on, up you get. Go on, my love. Get Miracle into the car. Go on, up you jump. That's it. Right. I am heading back to my house. Oh, I couldn't get out of there. A second too soon. What I saw last night, I kid you not, I saw a goblin-like figure, stooped, terrifying, bearded, scraggly hair, boss-eyed, toothless. God, it was terrifying. I swear that's what I saw. Anyway, I've written in the visitor's book. I'm going to go online. I'm giving a pretty good review, because if you want to go ghost hunting, that is the place. Fisherman's Cottage, Holt. Perhaps I'll go back there with all my gear one day. I thoroughly recommend it. Right, I'm heading home. Join me in a minute when I get back into my studio. Me
My neighbour is here, the one and only Barry. Hello, Barry. And as a regular contributor, I'm going to ask you, what's your word for 2023?
Well, my word for 2023 is probably what it was last year. Probably sausages. Some nice sausages, you know.
I am back, thank God. Oh, it's so nice to be back. Back in my studio office, surrounded by all the things I have grown to love and be familiar with in my world. Thank you, thank you. Lovely to be back. You know, sometimes you get home from somewhere like that and it's just nice to be surrounded by familiar things.
Oh, my fucking God.
I could not have put that better myself. As I always say,
Linda farted in the kitchen.
And the point is, it's my kitchen. It's not a B&B kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
I do see ghosts.
I know you do. And so do I. And so did I last night. I am not kidding. Out on the patio in the middle of the night, this strange toothless vision appeared. Yeah, it's as if they follow me around, these bloody demons. So I'm going to go back there one of these days with all my equipment, all this equipment in here, all my ghost hunting equipment, all my EVP equipment, the lot. I'm going to go back and capture that ghost. Perhaps you'll come with me another time. However, let's continue with the show. It's almost as if I've saved the best till last. Do you remember the Yorkshire ghost guy? Well, I got in touch with him this week. I'm delighted to be joined once again by Andy Pollard. You will know him better as the Yorkshire Ghost Guy. Do you remember him from the other week? What was it? Pat Smells. Remember Pat Smells? And the thing that sounded like a cockatoo or something. Well, he likes a cockatoo. It's Andy Pollard, the Yorkshire Ghost Guy. Andy, how are you?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very, very good, thank you. Andy, please tell me, I on great authority from you, that you do have another ghostly encounter. I'm just putting on the spooky music. Here we go. Andy, please do tell us in rather hushed, spooky terms, if you would, please.
Right, on a recent visit to Spofforth Castle in
Spofforth.
Arrogate.
Spofforth.
Spofforth. Spofforth.
Spofforth?
Spofforth in Arrogate.
Spofforth.
Spofforth.
Stop saying Spofforth, please. Fuck's sake. Right.
Recently, on a visit to an old castle in Arrogate, I recorded what seems to be a lady's voice confessing to a murder. She simply says, "I have stabbed her."
Right. Well, I will be the judge of whether this lady says, "I have stabbed her." Stabbed her. Is that what it was?
Stabbed her, yeah.
"I have stabbed her." Would you know if there's any history of spooky guys on at Spofforth Castle, Andy?
I tried to contact somebody, but there's not that much information about. I mean, there's a little known tale about a white lady that fell from the tower, but nobody seems to know if anybody was stabbed or.
Bit racist, but go on, yeah. What did this white lady? She fell from the tower, right?
Yeah, but for some reason, people only see half of her. They can only see from the waist up for some reason. I don't know
why. Who told you this?
I've just read it.
Okay.
On internet.
Right. On internet. All right. Yorkshire ghost guy, Andy, tell me about. Well, this may or may not be the woman with nothing from the waist down.
Yeah.
What did you hear? How did it come about? Where were you?
I was at that castle in North Yorkshire. I didn't actually hear it until I got home. And right. I played it back. And I think it's the same lady that said goodbye to us on a previous visit.
Can you... Right, you don't happen to have that recording to hand here, do you? To play it out loud now.
I will find it for you, yeah. And I'll show you.
Will you send it to me and I will talk it through with Linda?
Yeah.
Is it clear? Is it what it come through your machine? Did it come through the machine, did it?
No, I think it's actually natural, which is more, intriguing and more compelling, I think, because a lot of them, because I'm, even though I'm into paranormal, I'm not a fan of the gadgets. I'm a bit of a technophobe. So anything right. that's pure audio to me is a lot more convincing. So they are both like what I would call natural EVPs, if that makes sense.
Natural EVPs. All right. Well, I will be the judge of that. What we're going to do is Andy's going to send that to me via WeTransfer, and then I will play it out loud for the listeners and for Linda, and we will see if the ladies. And just remind me, what does she say?
Well, on the most recent visit, she said, I have stabbed her.
Yeah.
And on the previous one, as the group said goodbye, she responded and said goodbye.
Right. Well, I would like to hear goodbye and I have stabbed you, please, if you could send them to me.
Well,
it's
do.
The
well,
Yorkshire Ghost Guide. Now, Andy, while I've got you here, could you please give me a word, your word, for 2023? It's an optimistic word. It's... I don't know, maybe it's even a prediction of a word. What word would you like to take forward for 2023?
Hope.
Andy's word is hope. Thank you. And
I know it sounds a bit corny, but it's a bit corny, that, isn't it? But
there's nothing corny I mean? About it. There's nothing corny about opening your soul, all right?
Yeah. Right.
And I'm opening our souls today for you, Andy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Andy Pollard. He goes under the name of the Yorkshire Ghost Guy. His word is hope, and he's going to send me something now, and let's play them out and have a listen, Linda. Thank you, Andy. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you very much. All the best. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Cheers. Bye.
And here they are. The recordings from Andy, the Yorkshire Ghost Guy. Not for the faint-hearted. This is from the castle, and this is a ghost, listen very carefully, saying goodbye.
Could you say goodbye? Goodbye. Could you say goodbye? Goodbye.
Did you hear that? Quite clearly, a goodbye. Have a listen.
Goodbye.
Did you get that? Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Hey, a polite ghost, but one that would shit you up nonetheless. This is the other one. I have stabbed her. Have a listen to this. And again. Yes, I've stabbed her. Stabbed her. Yeah, how about that? Stab, 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 stab. Get ready for the drop. Well, that was a lovely episode, wasn't it? Thank you so much for joining me. Happy New Year. Next time, Linda will be back with us. But until next time, oh, go on, be polite. Go on.
Could you say goodbye?
Well, thank you so much for joining us. For the first episode of 2023, so many people to thank. Thanks for your presence. I hope I learned lessons from that Airbnb. £333 it was. I had that for 2 days. Thanks so much to Karen, Sarah, Tom, Lewis, McLeod, the Yorkshire Ghost people, and Andy, the Yorkshire Ghost Guy. And now, say adios. Join us next time when Linda should be better. I've only got her word for it, you know, that she's ill at all. She's been lying on her back, eating an entire suburb of Quality Street, knowing it. Until next time, dear friends, lots of love and a happy new year. Namaste.
Namaste. Sausages. Shamali sausages.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.